will be nothing.
Until then, the Nazarene city could rise again after 3 days. We will lose peace and order if it's true.
Will the people believe it?
The weak will.
There will be no other gods. Kill him.
The tomb is sealed. Guard it with your life.
Tibian, Pilate summons you.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
Where has he gone?
You tell me.
Already there, proclaiming him risen from death.
The Emperor cannot arrive to unrest. We must find a body.
Oh, no!
Phone the city for bodies dead in the last week.
Take them up.
Everyone.
Oh, hooray for me. Another story about Jesus Christ, another body has vanished, and another body has risen from the dead. Ah, the first zombie ever to be resurrected. Well, I guess he's already, that don't make any damn sense. All right, well, never mind then. People here talk about risen or rising or whatever, and I just ran over a cord right now in my chair. That's awesome. Yeah, so Risen, that Sony film. Ah, Sony. That's Sony. I got a little bit of stock into this film. Probably can't go into detail about it and don't really want to, but you know, I ain't gonna lie, I was dreading to watch this. You know, people, I saw this movie like a month ago, so I'm doing a review now, and I'm trying to remember some things, but let's go ahead and get off with a plot synopsis. This one's directed by Kevin Reynolds, did Waterworld, I think he did Fandango too, if I'm not mistaken. That was his first film. And he did, what's that movie with Samuel Jackson, 187 on your ass or something like that? I don't remember. But, so you got, I think it was the first 40 days of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which they call Yeshua in here. And I hope I'm saying that right for all you religious fanatics of movie spoilers here. And it's played, and it's told through the eyes of agnostic Roman centurion Pontius Pilate. Who is played by Joseph Fiennes, I believe. He plays Clavius in the film, but they keep calling him tribune in here or something like that. They kept saying that. I was just like, what the fuck does that mean? I guess that was like his being the head of the empire here or whatever. But they sent him to investigate the rumors of a risen Jewish Messiah and locate the missing deceased body of Jesus of Nazareth in order to, you know, pretty much subdue the imminent uprising, increase of faith in people that they kept spreading around. Because, you know, there can be no other god or leader unless it's just Caesar. Because, and that was the one thing I was worried about with the film. I'm just like, he already did. What y'all want from this dude? But then I realized that, oh, it's not really him you want. It's the disciples that are using his name, saying that he's risen from the grave. In 3 days, he'll rise from the grave. And, you know, Caesar's on his way here. And, you know, everybody in the officials, they trying to make their way to Rome. They're not trying to be in this little shithole they're in right now. And it's like, we can't really have that if people are causing outbursts and praising another so-called god out there. So it's just like, we need to find the body so we can prove these motherfuckers that they're dead. Because if we don't have a body to show, these people going to keep spewing this, as in their words, not mine, blasphemy. I guess it is in kind of my words, too, because I am agnostic, so... But, I have to say, this movie is not as bad as everyone may think it is, that is agnostic or atheist or just tired of these faith-based religions film. I have to say, this is probably the best faith-based film I've seen, well, ever seen, to be honest. You know, and it feels like it is a successor. It's kind of like, what was the films? The Big Short and 99 Homes. I feel like you have to watch those films together. It's like a double feature back to back because it shows you the before and after. Well, this is a nice little feature with Passion of the Christ. Came out in, what, 2002 or 3 or something like that. And this is like a sequel to that because where Passion of the Christ showed you the you know, pretty much what happened of a man getting his ass beat for about 3 hours. This one shows you the after effects, because this one doesn't go into necessary effects of how Jesus, or Yeshua, as they call him, they never say Jesus in the film, Yeshua, how he dies. Basically, what they show you is you really are following the man, who's played by Joseph Fiennes here. I'm gonna call him Clavius, because mama named Clavius, and that's what I'm gonna call him. Clavius, and you're following him as to trying to understand, did he really see what he saw, and why do all these other people follow him and stuff like that? So basically, if you're agnostic or atheist, and well, probably not so much atheist, because you atheists, you kind of, you tend to get a little extreme sometimes, but you know, if you're a well-down-toned atheist, then yes, maybe you could. But because one thing I did like about the film is it never gets into preachy territory. And it never stops to have a holier-than-God moment, because I can tell you this right now, the trailers they show before this, oh my God, even in the trailers you can tell how much they're preaching. But in this film, it never stops to banter with some stuff about what Jesus Christ can do or how you put your faith in something like that. These people was actually given reasonable expressions and stuff like that, reasonable explanations to as to why you could understand, well, pretty much put you in the common man's place of, you know, us today. And the one thing I got to say about the actors in here, they're all good. They're all good. You got Tom Felton in here. He plays his Joseph Fiennes' white right-hand man. He gets assigned to him. He plays Lucius in here. Mish Boyko. Cliff Curtis is in this. Peter Firth. I know Maria Botto is in here, I believe. And I think I'm going to say Stephen Hagen was that guy. He plays Bartholomew, I believe. It looked like him. I could be wrong, but the cast here, nothing too big except for Tom Felton here. But you know, after Harry Potter, he's kind of took a nosedive. But he does he does a good job. Everyone in here does a good job. Thing about this too is there's a little bit of cheese in here, but these actors somehow managed to find a way to put some charm to it. They're having, you know, almost. The problem with these faith-based films is they kind of get too preachy as to where, oh, I don't believe in pain because God will heal me. Well, you know, when one dude gets cut in here and they make a joke about it, they laugh about it, they have normal fucking conversations and stuff like that. Like, they're not having conversations about it. I got a story for you. Someone told me, well, I heard the other day, whatever, this dude said, they asked him what his sign was, and he's just like, I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I can't. That's like some spiritual stuff, whatever, that I just don't even want to get into. It's like some devil worshiping thing. I was like, it's a sign, bro. Only God himself can predict my day. I was like, oh my God. But what I like about the movie, though, is it's actually somewhat entertaining. It keeps the pace going. The problem with it is, though, it's not a lot going on in it, though. I mean, it is the greatest manhunt, some would say, in probably life. I mean, what was this, 33 BC or some shit like that? Or AD, I don't know. I was going to say at the beginning, this still felt like it could have been straight to TV, but the production value in it is somewhat better. I mean, it's not really saying a lot. Compared to other films, no. But compared to these religious films, yes, it's 20 times fucking better. I mean, you never get a bad effect like in Son of God where Jesus is just floating over water looking like Tupac's hologram or nothing like that. Now, I will say when when they had him on the cross, they showed his face. I was like, ooh, you shouldn't have done that. So why would you do that? He looked fake as shit. I was like, And even there was a scene at the opening, too, where the scenery kind of looked fake, too. I was like, ooh. You could tell it's green screen. But I will say that was like in the first 10, 15 minutes of the film. The movie's about an hour and 50 minutes long. And after that, I think it at least got better in production value, and it got better. The acting get a little bit more. And you really like Joseph Fiennes in the film, too, because he feels like all of us out there that are trying to understand what we saw or what we may have seen to understand what we believe in. And I like his M.O. throughout the whole film, because, you know, he's like, I don't believe in any of this. He's not really saying that, but everyone that he's interviewing, saying, you know, the disciples of Yeshua, he's like, what did you do with the body and stuff like that? And they're just telling him stories like, he believes in everyone. he's here for all, not just for me, brother, but for you. And he's just like, somebody get this nigga out of this goddamn room, whatever. And then Tom Felton brings a blind lady in here, and he just looks at him and just goes like, all right, lady. She was just like, oh, he's like, how did you see? And then they had to look at each other and was like, no, I didn't just ask that question. Yeah, never mind. So there was some charm in that little banter of, you know, facial expressions and stuff like that. But I think when it really got down is to when they started raiding this area, because they had a snitch bitch that was on Yeshua's side, but snitching for some gold. Because, you know, what greater power than God is gold to some of these motherfuckers. Me too. So he kicks down this door, and you see all of Yeshua's disciples in this one room, including I forgot her name already. Who plays Mary Magdalene? Maria Botto. She's in there, and she's in tears. And the look on Joseph Fiennes' face when he sees the dude that they crucified, Yeshua, and you just looking at that, and he just like dropped his sword and shocked, backed out the room, and was just like mouth wide open, facial expression just delivered it all, like he's seen a fucking ghost or a zombie. And he had to go back, and he went back in this house, and he just sat there and just stared. And Yeshua was showing his disciples off the wounds or where they you know, cut him open, or not cut him open, but stabbed him through and stuff like that. And he's just sitting there to the point where he vanishes, and his disciples, they know where he's going. They say, we have to go on a journey to go there, and we have to see Yeshua. We have to go here. And Joseph Fiennes is like, I gotta follow. I don't understand what I just saw. And you know, meanwhile, as he's following him, he's kind of keeping his distance from him. But you know, every now and then he talks to maybe one of them, and he just has so many questions he asks him. And then the one question he asks one guy is, why do you believe? I mean, before you knew, because I mean, he asked him one question, was just like, did you know this was going to happen, he was going to come back? And they were just like, we had our doubts. And he's like, why did you follow him then? And then there's a moment where this dude, who, man, he looked awful. He had like some disease. And the funny thing was, I've seen some dude like this before when I was condo hunting or whatever. And I was like, I don't really want to shake your hand, bro. But he's like got like just boils all over his body and stuff. And he's like, he looks like fucking Gollum at one point. And he's like, I just want the fish. And Yeshua goes over, and they're just like, oh, watch. He's going to cure that man. And then, you know, Yeshua just hugs him, gives him a kiss on the head. The next thing, you know, that guy turns around, and he's cured as fuck. And then the dude comes back up to Joseph Fiennes' character and says, that's why we continue to believe. And I was like, yeah, I guess I got no argument with that. I mean, if a dude heals you like that, I was like, he made you, matter of fact, he took you from looking like the ugliest motherfucker in the village to looking like you should be on the cover of Roman Empire GQ magazine, or not a magazine, GQ Scriptures, then yes, I would fucking follow this dude too then. And then there's a little quiet moment, you know, when it's nighttime, they're all supposed to be sleeping, but, you know, Joseph Fiennes' character can't sleep. And he turns around, he sees Yeshua sitting on a mount. He goes up there and he talks to him. And he tells him, you know, he's in tears. He's just like, I don't know where to start with these questions, you know, where to ask you. I mean, I was there at your crucifixion. I took part into it. And Yeshua was just like, I know, but, you know, forgive yourself. Forgive thy Lord. No, he didn't say forgive thy Lord, but I don't want to make it sound cheesy. He said something actually that had a lot more meaning and heart to it. I just don't remember the line to it, but what it was, it didn't sound very religious to me. It just sounded like, you know, he was actually giving advice on how to clear his own conscience instead of that simple shit of God works in mysterious ways, my child, or put your faith in me, put belief in me, and I'll show you the path. He didn't tell him anything like that, and I actually appreciated the movie for that. And I was just like, oh, thank you. And they were actually having a meaningful conversation. He didn't even ask him, do you believe, or anything like that. But, you know, he's kind of just told me, just like, you know, well, we all have our own path to go and to follow and what we believe in. And I was just like, oh, my God. And not to mention, they had Cliff Curtis playing Yeshua. So, you know, that's all also a plus, too, because they actually got a fucking brown dude. I mean, now, granted, I know, wasn't he born in New Zealand, if I'm not mistaken? I mean, I know he has like tons of fucking racial backgrounds. I mean, he's ethnically oriented, if I'm not mistaken. So he's in all over the fucking place. And you know, not to, I can say that, but then Son of God did too as well. They actually, I mean, granted he was pale as shit, but if you look up his background, he actually is one of these brown guys here. And so you know, what can I say? I actually did not mind the film. I actually somewhat enjoyed it. I mean, I ain't really like it to say. It ain't nothing I would tell you to rush out to see. It ain't gonna make you believe in anything, neither. But what I like what this movie does is more so than Passion or Of the Christ and any of those other films, Son of God and all those, is instead of trying to be preachy to you or tell you what this man suffered through and anything like that, this movie asks questions that we all have and has a meaningful conversation instead of just a typical, like I said, God works in mysterious ways conversation, which I swear to God, if I hear that conversation one more fucking time, I might become a mass suicider or something like that. But nonetheless, I enjoyed the film. There were some moments where I was just like, I mean, I'm going to say, there was probably no moments in the film where I was like, let's hurry up and wrap this up now and stuff like that. I was actually more curious to see where Mr. Joseph Fiennes was going to go in his journey as well, too. I was going to see, but I think one of the problems with the film is that it really doesn't have too much of a conflict in it. You got Tom Felton and the, I don't know what you call these guys, I guess I'll just say the Roman Centurion, because they're not the Roman Empire, but the Roman Centurion here. You know, they're supposed to be looking for, because they think he's a traitor now. They're supposed to be looking for him, and they kind of just gave up once they said they can't find him or whatever. And there's no really no conflict in here. There's really no, you know, special magical powers other than Yeshua healing that one guy. Oh, and the fish and stuff like that. But there's nothing like he's doing something so extreme to where it's just like, I just look cheesy as hell, or you know, not fighting the bad guys or anything like that here. I think even though if they would have did that, it probably would have been a typical religious film that we usually get. But I think because it didn't have that, it doesn't really have anything special to make people want to go see this or rush out to see it indeed. And I'm perfectly fine with that too. But for me, I'm going to go ahead and give it a low rent it. I actually enjoyed the film. The production on it looked good. It got better. I'll say that. It didn't look good. It got better as it went along. The acting in here, I think, is what really sells the film. And I think for me, as an agnostic myself, what really sells the film is that, you know, it's not preachy or trying to show you anything that's too fucking cheesy of saying, God works in mysterious ways, my child. Come to me. Put the bottle of scotch down and come to me. And I tell you, no, thank you, God. When it comes between the bottle of scotch and you, it's like, you know, I mean, sure, you can walk on water, but can you make me 3 more bottles? Oh, yes, you can. Okay, well, then, you know what? Here I come, then, my lord.
His disciples were the ideas comes. It was not his followers.
Another body, sir, just revealed.
Nazarene was alive.
Mary Magdalene.
You're looking for something you'll never find.
Open your heart and see.
No more lies. What happened to the body?
The ropes, they just exploded.
You should have returned by now.
I have seen 2 things which cannot reconcile. A man dead without question. And that same man...
alive again.